We begin, though, with concerns about the state's infrastructure that will hit close to home for many local residents. All the rain and snow California's received is filling up reservoirs. That's great for the state's water supply. But in light of the Oroville spillway failure that threatened almost 200,000 lives earlier this year, the safety of other reservoirs now are also in question. FM89's Ezra David Romero reports that some of the same people who warned state leaders about Oroville's risks are now sounding the alarm about an issue at San Luis Reservoir near Los Banos.
For the first time since before the drought began, the San Luis Reservoir west of Los Banos is nearly full at 96%. Thousands of drivers wrap around the man-made lake daily, and some stop here to stretch their legs.
Welcome to Romero Visitor Center, overlooking San Luis Reservoir.
That's where I'm meeting Deirdre Desjardins. From the site, there's a view of the dam, rolling hills, and the valley floor.
You can see it's pretty close to the top there.
She analyzes policy for environmental groups and is concerned that an earthquake would greatly harm the dam, which is holding back about 2 million acre feet of water.
The issue is that there's the Ortegalito Fault runs right through this reservoir.
She says if the Ortegalito Fault or others nearby like the San Andreas Shift, the risk of the dam failing is high. A study from 1999 shows the fault could generate an earthquake of a 7.1 magnitude.
It's a huge public safety issue. You can see down below us, you can see O'Neill Forebay. To the south a little bit is Los Banos. There's 36,000 people. This would just tear through there.
BF Sisk Dam is a 382-foot-tall mound of clay, dirt, and rocks, much like Oroville. The dam is owned by the Bureau of Reclamation and operated and maintained by the Department of Water Resources. It's unique in that water is pumped into it from the California Aqueduct and the Delta Mendota Canal. This water comes from as far as Lake Shasta.
It is a pleasure for me to come out here and help blow up this valley.
That's President John F. Kennedy giving a speech at the site in 1963.
There is no other project in the history of the United States where a state has put in such a large contribution to the development of its own resources.
He gave the signal to detonate the first explosives for the start of the project. Today, the Bureau of Reclamation is working on a project to keep the dam safe when earthquakes happen. Manuel Chowdhury is with Reclamation Safety of Dams Branch. He says if it were to fail, Interstate 5, farms, the California Aqueduct, and 200,000 people all sit in the water's path.
This failure is unlikely for any particular year. However, the consequences of the dam failure could be very severe.
He's figuring out exactly what that probability would be in a corrective action study for the dam that may be released in May. It's all part of a project that started in 2007 to make the dam structurally sound. Chowdhury says there's enough cause to take any seismic activity seriously here. In the early 80s, an 1,100-foot portion of the dam crumbled due to constant wetting and drying of the clay the dam's made of. He says an earthquake could have worse effects.
During seismic event, sections of the dam could slump below the waterline, which results in the overtopping. Cracks also may develop. Water flowing through the cracks in the dam could erode the breach as well.
To prevent this, Chowdhury says his team would like to raise the dam by 15 to 20 feet and use a layer of sand to fill cracks if they form. Solutions are scheduled to be proposed in May, followed by an environmental review. He says the project should be complete by 2026 and will cost between $600 and $700 million. Chowdhury says he has a plan if any seepage occurs,
such as conducting heightened monitoring. We do the daily inspections when the reservoir exceeds elevation about 544 feet. And we have the emergency action plan, which is current.
In the meantime, environmental watchdogs say they have a solution. They'd like the water level drop 50 feet from the top of the dam. Chowdhury says that would reduce risk, but greatly decrease the amount of water stored in the reservoir and isn't needed at the moment because of the other measures that Reclamation is taking. He says a water restriction like that could go into effect during a construction state of the project. This isn't the first time watchdogs like this have warned the state and feds about potential dam failures. In the early 2000s, Ron Stork with Friends of the River says he predicted the Oroville failure.
We were stumped like a bug. We didn't get anywhere. until, of course, nature demonstrated if you run large quantities of water over a hillside, a whole bunch of the hillside will tumble.
And now in light of that failure, he's glad reclamation is taking potential seismic activity at San Luis Reservoir seriously. But he says it'd take a decade to fix the dam is way too long.
They're betting that the earthquake won't happen this year when there's a lot of water in San Luis. Clearly, the Oroville incident dramatically demonstrated that the risks are very real.
And as Reclamation continues to study the dam at San Luis, they're working on three other studies to prevent dam failure in places like Folsom. They're also reevaluating 10 other dams for issues, and the California Division of Safety of Dams is looking at least 5 for seismic safety across the state. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero.